The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good today, Gil. In fact, I'm delighted to be talking about the value that realtors bring to the transaction. You know, not every real estate agent is a realtor. You know, you want to look for that realtor label, kind of like you look for the good housekeeping seal of approval. Because realtors have are those that subscribe to a strict code of ethics. They belong to the National Association of Realtors. And that code of ethics goes back 100 years. And they're always looking out for your best interest. So it's somebody you can really trust as an advisor through what for many people is one of the biggest transactions they're ever going to involve themselves in their lives.
Yeah, a lot of training, a lot of updating goes into that as well. So important thing to look for. Let's talk about how they can help you with this situation. You get an offer and, sad face now, it's kind of low.
Indeed. So that can be very disappointing. But the first thing you want to do is keep your emotions in check. The good news is someone wants to buy your house, right? Someone wants to buy your home. That's a good thing. So discuss with your real estate professional, who hopefully is a realtor, how to respond to that offer.
All right. One option, obviously, is countering with a better deal of your own.
Yes. Unless you've received multiple purchase offers, the best response is to counter the low offer with the price and terms that you're willing to accept. Now, some buyers are going to make a low offer because they think that's customary, or they're afraid they'll overpay, or they just kind of want to test your limits. A counteroffer signals that you're willing to negotiate, so it's a good thing.
And you have to consider other terms in addition to just the price.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, price is most important, but it's not the only part of the deal. Are the contingencies reasonable or non-existent, for example? Does the closing date meet your needs? Is the buyer pre-approved for a mortgage? Those are all things you want to consider. So the moral is maybe there are terms you might change in a counteroffer to make the deal work besides just the price.
The other thing is to look at the comps.
Yes, absolutely. Ask your real estate professional whether any homes that are comparable to yours, and that's what's known as comps, have been sold or put on the market since your home was listed for sale. Now, if those new comps are at lower prices, you might have to lower your price to match them if you want to sell in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and the buyer might even submit comps to try and justify their offer.
And again, here's where your real estate professional really can help you out. Your realtor knows the market, so when you look at the buyer's comps, he or she can assess whether the homes are in fact similar to yours. And if so, again, your asking price might be unrealistic. If not, though, you might want to include in your counteroffer information about those homes, you know, that you found, your comps, to justify your asking price. And if the buyer doesn't include comps to justify their lower price offers, then you have your real estate agent ask the buyer's agent for those comps because, you know, their price has to be based in something besides ether.
Okay. But sometimes people are just kind of fishing, or they're hopeful, or they saw the house of their dreams, and they really can't afford it, so they're putting something out there. I mean, what if the offer is just too low to even counter, but that's the only option?
Also, your real estate agent might know whether the buyer or buyer's agent has a reputation for lowball purchase offers. That's good intelligence for you to have. If that's the case, you might feel much freer in rejecting the offer.
And don't sound desperate.
Always good advice in any situation in life. Try not to sound desperate. Because buyers might pick up on that. You know, maybe they've, you know, been to your home, they see that it's vacant, or you're described as a motivated seller in an ad. So if you think that might have sparked a lowball offer, then you want to take it as an opportunity to revisit the marketing with your real estate agent.
Yeah, always talk to your agent about all these things because they know the market, they know what's going on, and they're there to help you with this.
Absolutely, and always ask your agent if they're a realtor. That's what you want.
All right, Pamela. Well, yeah, and because they've got the experience and knowledge of how to deal with a situation like this. Thank you, Pamela Gertz-Kabadi of HouseLogic.com. Follow HouseLogic on Facebook at Facebook.com/HouseLogic, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Pamela Gertz-Kabadi of HouseLogic.com. Pamela, we'll see you on the show next week.
Okay, thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.